I be ye 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 hero.
Yes, that was Shlomo Karlbach, my Rebbe, Karlbach in Jerusalem, and it was a medley of Al Ela, Nachamu, and can't even read my thing, Eliyahu. And before that, Yaakov Shwaki, Baruch Hashem, Liba Mizrach was the name of the CD, and that's on Adirat Music. So we have time travel. Chris Earle is in the house. All right. Let's get you hooked up here. Aux one. Yeah. Thanks to the universe for a beautiful day. I like the fur. Very fetching. All right. Ready to go? Gotcha.
Transmission will start in 5 seconds from now. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, in.
Yeah. My name's Chris Earle, and time travel starts now. Songs to inspire you today. WMFO Medford, Mass. Thanks for listening to Time Travel with Chris Earle. I'm here with you every Wednesday.
I think you just became my personal hero.
Hi, I'm Montel Williams.
I'm Joe Perry.
And Steven Tyler from Aerosmith.
I smoke pot, and I like it a lot. Hi, this is Willie Nelson. I learned a long time ago that marijuana is a lot safer to use than alcohol.
Willie Nelson here on Time Travel. All the famous people show up on Time Travel. Here's another one, Mr. Alec Baldwin.
This is Alec Baldwin.
Oh, yeah.
Mr. Morgan Freeman.
This is Morgan Freeman.
Here's Mr. Paul Newman.
Close your eyes.
Here's the President of the United States.
We've come a long way since 1990, and I'm committed to making even more progress in the years ahead.
President Barack Obama here on Time Travel.
Looking for the least possible amount of responsibility.
I'm going to kill the bear. Say it, I'm going to kill the bear. Say it.
I'm going to kill the bear.
And now the moment you've been waiting for. You're listening to WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. The show is called Time Travel with Chris Earle. Here with you until 7 p.m. If you're still at work, leave.
Good afternoon, Medford. My name's Chris Earle. It's all Beck today here on Time Travel. Daryl Wolfenden will be joining me shortly. Hope you're having a nice summer's day.
I'm so tired of being alone. It's been a damn while, so all I've known. Songbird calling across the water. Side by side.
is both in time.
We're doing all Beck today. I'm going to go backwards today here on Time Travel. We heard from Colors and Morning Phase. This is next one's going to be, next two are going to be from Modern Guilt here on Time Travel. All Beck. Listening to WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. The show I rock out to is Time Travel with Chris Earle. Here with you till 7 p.m. It's all Beck today. You want to hear something, call on in. 855-915. WMFO.
Your brain's aboard like a refugee from a high.
Listening to WMFO Medford, Massachusetts. My name's Chris Earle. The show is Time Travel. I'm doing all Beck here today. My brother Daryl will be showing up shortly. Before we move on to the information, I'm going to go backwards for all the Beck albums today and throw in a couple of things you may not have heard before. But Beck is in town. He's in New Hampshire. He's in Massachusetts tomorrow and Friday. Went and saw John Fogerty last night. That was pretty amazing. Down at the Pavilion. Great place to see a concert. However, the staff are kind of bitchy there. But what are you going to do? And there was this guy next to me. I got in, and my friend was like, "Oh, what row are you in?" And he asked this guy, and he didn't tell him. And then he's like making fun of him, like climbing over the row in order to get to a seat. And he says to his wife, "Well, I'm going to tell him what row I'm in." And so I sat down in the seat right next to him, and I says, "Hey," I said, "you don't know what row you're in?" And he goes, "I know what row I'm in," just like that. "I know what row I'm in," and I said, "Oh." I said, "So you don't want to tell my friend? You don't want to help him?" And he's like, "Oh, where are you sitting?" And I said, "Right here." And he goes, "Move down one." He didn't say please, didn't ask kindly. I said, "No." I said, "I'm sitting right here. And you know what? Six of my friends are coming, bitch." That's what it was like. That's why I hate going out now. People just suck. They really do. Go and have a nice time and you got this jackass. But you know what? He moved, which was good. Then a few weeks ago, me and my friend, we go to the Mohegan. And we got a seat in between us. And this lady, this big lady, wouldn't change her seat. She's like, "I like my seat in the middle." I'm like, "Switch seats, ass." So then the neighbor ends up giving us the third row. You know? So then it's like, "See you later, bitch." Karma's a bitch. It will catch up with you. If you're a bitch to somebody else, it's going to catch up with you. Guarantee it. Anyway, we haven't done Paul's Calls in a while. We haven't checked in on my dad, and we used to do Paul's Calls here quite a bit on Time Travel. So I think it's time for one of Paul's Calls here on Time Travel. Maybe it's not. Maybe it's not time for one of Paul's calls. Maybe it's time for more Beck. I think that's what we're going to do. Cell phone's dead here on Time Travel.
Strange ways coming today. I put a dollar in my pocket and I threw it away. Been a long time since the federal dime made a jukebox sound like a mirror of mine. To calm my worries, fix my thoughts, fool my hopes like a juggernaut walks. Now let down souls can't feel the rhythm. Sorry entertainers like aerobics victims. Hybrid people light a wooden matchstick. Toxic fumes in the burning plastic. Beats all broken, bones are spastic. Robots talking with a southern accent. Voodoo curses, Bible tongues. Voices coming from the mangled lungs. Need some grit, some get down shit. Don't need a good reason to let anything rip.
Radio's cold, soul is affected. damage felt. Like a laser manifesto, make a mannequin melt. I was phoning in like it's unlimited minutes. Going through models just to see the bill. Treadmills running underneath their feet. So you feel like they're going somewhere, but they're not. So let's put boots on the warehouse floor. Coming to you like a rope on a chain store. Throwing equipment from a moving van. Grab a microphone like a utility man. Now fix the beat, now break the rest. Make a kick drum sound like an SOS. In a tow truck, cause it's after dark. And the dance floor is full, but everybody's double parked.
Nice cool nights. Hold on. Peace. you need anything or you want me to call you, just text me. I'm out in the car going in and just put my stuff away. Bye.
And there's another of Paul's calls for 2019, dear old dad, here on Time Travel. Here's more Beck.
Beck for the U.S. Department of Agriculture with a quiz. Round steak is considered a good economy cut. True or false? True. Round steak is not quite as tender and juicy as some other cuts, but it has very little waste and can be made tender. Let the USDA quality grades be your guide to the right cooking method. For more free information, write How to Buy Meat, Agriculture Radio, Washington, D.C., 20250.
Around you. boys and new years. Drum the walls of the eyes of a gambler. Now I see the comfort to you. Hammer my bones in the anvil of daylight.
WMFO, Medford, Massachusetts. My name is Chris Earle. The show is Time Travel. It's all back today. My brother Daryl Wolfenden just showed up. There he is. How you doing, Daryl?
Doing great. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, thanks for coming in. A little Beck today. We're both big Beck fans. I'm going to see Beck. Cage the Elephant and Spoon are the other bands playing.
The Night Running Tour.
I don't know much about them. What's the name of the tour?
The Night Running Tour.
Night Running. Okay.
Spoon, Cage the Elephant. So you're getting the whole gamut of alternative rock and folk and a little blues, a little mixed jazz in there, some alt rock with Spoon, which is fun. And of course, then you have Beck, who's every musical genre.
Yeah, pretty much. I haven't been to Mansfield in quite a while, actually. It used to be Great Woods. I still call it Great Woods. Yeah. But good place to see a show.
I'm going to go Great Woods, then Tweeter. Then
Tweeted.
Comcast Center. And now we're landed on Xfinity.
Great Woods. Yeah, I still call it Great Woods. You know what was I used to like because they had the lawn and the lawn seats were pretty cheap.
Oh,
I remember
best.
Seeing Lollapalooza there.
Yeah.
Like and with the Red Hot Chili Peppers when they ripped up the fence. And then basically that ended the lawn for everybody because they put seats in after.
Pretty
made
much.
The lawn much, much smaller.
Anything
which is kind of a bummer.
That was kind of a bummer. That was
Yeah.
I've seen some pretty crazy things happen on that lawn in the past, and you know, I don't think it's as rowdy as it used to be, but it used to be a pretty good time.
Yeah. What does night running mean, do you know?
Nope. I know that they collaborated on a single recently.
Yeah.
It's pretty fun.
Yeah.
Lead singer from Cage and Beck. But nope, name of the tour, We Be Running.
Yeah, Beck's a genius. He's a brilliant guy.
He's brilliant. He's just so talented. I mean, I think from all of the different songs that he's not only written but produced, and he's collaborated with so many different just popular artists from so many different genres. It's just really amazing.
Yeah, we were able to come up with a playlist pretty quick.
No time.
it was pretty full within probably about 5 or 10 minutes of talking. So pretty much everything that we had talked about is close to on here because we picked too much. But I'm going to try to pull a couple of things that are various remixes or rare songs that people may not have heard before.
That'll be fun.
So I moved backwards today on Time Travel. Started with Colors, went to Morning Phase, now Modern Guilt, and now in the Information and Guero, and of course Guerolito, which was the accompaniment to Guero. Pretty much just all remixes on that one, though.
Yeah. all kinds of fun collaborations there.
Like yeah.
A song with Ad Rock and some others.
So you, what's your favorite Beck album? I noticed you picked a lot from Guero.
Guero's great. Yeah. I think it's really fun. Fun fact, I think Guero was produced by the Dust Brothers, the same guys who did Paul's Boutique from the Beastie Boys. And I think that was, they also did Odelay with Beck, which is great because there's so many different genres. But I don't know. It depends on the mood, really. I mean, Sea Change, I think, is fun for me. I mean, I think it's really
it's sad, but
mellow,
it's fun.
Sad, and just, you know, you know. It was fun to see Beck really start to, you know, show a little bit of himself rather than really be
kind of
more reserved.
Kind of slowed it down a little bit for that album. I love Sea Change too. That's probably one of my favorites.
Yeah,
Odelay's fantastic.
Odelay's great. Yeah. But I will say a fun one is Midnight Vultures.
Midnight Vultures is great too.
Yeah,
when he channels Prince for about four or five songs on there, he almost tries to mimic him. You know, a lot of Prince stuff. And I love Modern Guilt too. Just that 50s, 60s rock sound to it is really good. It's really kind of stripped down. Mm-hmm. I love it.
That's been good.
And of course, he won a Grammy for, Morning Phase.
Yeah.
And I remember Kanye said he should give it to Beyonce. Jackass. It's like, okay, so here's Beck, who like produced it, wrote it, played all the music, and here's Beyonce, who hired like a whole bunch of writers and basically just danced and sang.
Yeah, like,
and she deserved the Grammy. Okay, Kanye. He's such a jackass. Yeah. I was looking at a couple of these videos, and his videos are awesome. And a few people were like, oh, they're comparing him to Kanye. I'm like, that's like apples and oranges. And I'm like, not even close.
Yeah.
Not even close.
Some of the videos from like The Information, I believe. I think he actually had a video that like complimented every single song.
Yeah.
When it came out, which I thought was pretty unique.
That's right. I think that was Information, actually. Yeah. Information came with all the stickers, too, so you can make your own cover.
Yeah.
Which was nice.
Creative control at its best, right?
Yeah. Yeah. It was pretty good. And actually, we just played E-Pro, and I don't know if you knew this or not, but he like damaged his spine during the E-Pro video, so that's why he didn't tour for a number of years.
Oh, I didn't know that.
So yeah, and if you see that video, it's amazing. It's just crazy. He like jumps out of a coffin, there's like all this neon, and it's animated.
Oh, cool.
And he like jumps on an elephant at one point, and it's pretty neat. It's cool. It's a cool video, but I guess they had him on wires and stuff and moving around, and I guess he fell and he hurt his spine.
Oh, wow.
So Beck is not invulnerable. We do know that. He is human.
Yeah, but past that, I mean, I think Mellow Gold's solid. I mean, I don't think there's really a bad Beck album or one I don't listen to as much. I mean, I think that they're all, what's fun is that they're all quite different in their own respect. Colors is, I think, really surprising because it's pretty much a pop album.
Yeah, it's good. Yeah, Colors is pretty nice. It's the one that just came out. And I opened up, what did I open up with off of Colors? It was Up All Night.
Yeah, that's a fun one.
Yeah, it's pretty fun. It sounds like, you know, an 80s song almost. Mm-hmm. Yeah, pretty good.
Yeah.
Hey, have you heard Diamond Dogs from Beck? It was on Moulin Rouge soundtrack.
No.
I'll play that one for us. That's coming up. I got Hell Yes in the background. Hell Yes.
Hell Yes. That's a great tune.
The album that I love, the Game Boy Variations, takes all these Game Boy sounds and Nintendo sounds and remixes them to these Guero songs. Maybe I'll play one of those.
Get those on the sound waves.
We'll find one of those. I'm going to put this up for a minute, and if anybody wants to hear some Beck, call on in 855-915-WMFO, 855-915-9636. Here with you until 7 p.m. It's Time Travel with Chris Earle. My guest today is my brother, Daryl Wolfenden. We'll be here with you playing all Beck until 7 p.m. Be right back. Don't look now, company missiles. Power is raunchy when the cops are watching. Make your dreams out of paper mache. Cliche wasted, hate taste tested. Hell yes, not moving this way. I'm doing this thing.
Please enjoy.
Hell yes, now turning it on. I'm working my legs. Hell yes, now I'm calling you out. I'm switching my plates.
Please enjoy.
Hell yes, now I'm cleaning the floor. My beat is correct. Stretch to the limit, attention span, snap back the track. Collapsing the laugh tracks, noise response, applause and hand claps. Floodgates open to the sound of the rainbow. Wait
making points on the verge of pointless. Fools anointed to the followers' fanfare. Look for the common, not superficial. Code red, cola woke up from any crisis. Perfunctory idols, rewriting the Bibles with magic markers running out of the ink. Lives in whiteout, turn the lights out. Fax machine anthems, get your damn hands up.
Hell yes, now I'm moving this way, I'm doing this thing.
Please enjoy.
Hell yes, now I'm turning it on, now I'm working my legs. Hell yes, now I'm calling you out, I'm switching my plates.
Please enjoy.
Hell yes, now I'm cleaning the floor, my beat is correct.
Yes. Yeah, that's it.
Your attitude and your jeans full the police chalk outline where you last been seen. I was lacerated by my indiscretions. I was sanitized by the pine fresh smell of a damsel in stonewashed denim. The way that a sideways ponytail fell. Where are you this evening, candy apple sweetheart? Blazing bass solos up on the sun. With your syntax in the pose and a clothespin on your nose and a septic tank filled with all the stories you told. Well, she called me up on a chain store payphone. She invited me up to a condo door. Way down in a neon holler to play laser tag with a cousin, Rick. Where you this morning, Blue Randy? Doing capoeira up on the rooftop again. Your dry ice machine and a fistful of creatine. There's a police chalk outline where you've last been seen. Now there's a police chalk outline where you've last been seen.
WMFO here in Medford. Here's another one that we have not heard before.
I'm just starting to see the light of day.
It's called I Just Started Hating Some People Today.
Some people say one thing but act the other way. Sooner or later they give themselves away. And I just started to see the light of day. Wanted to punch your face. started hating some people today. Rick and Ford and Randy better run away.
Randy.
Some others I don't even think I have to name. 'Cause I just started